afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oates, and you are tuned in for the weekly Reverse Space Show, broadcast to you every morning at 6:30 on Saturday morning. How about that? From Australia, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific for you. So there we go. Cold, wet winter's day outside here in Australia. Well, cold for us. I know you guys in America get a lot colder than we do. So there we go. Okay, all right. We have a good show lined up for you today. This morning, I'm going to be spending time going through some reversals. And we're going to throw you right off the deep end in this show. We have looked at many instances of reversals in therapy. We've looked at many instances of reversals of metaphor, or looked at the individual ones. But what we're going to do today is we're going to play a whole session tape. And this is raw and live, how it all happens. And this has been a courtesy of my client, who will remain nameless. Okay. This is a first session tape, and we will begin. We're going to play you reversals. We're going to run you the forwards first, and then we're going to run them all backwards. Okay. So, let's just one second here. Just got just one second, and we'll be with you. Okay, all right, that's not right. Just hang on a sec. Okay, all right, okay, so here we go. Now, this a client came to me for success, and he was looking for his success. So, oops, sorry about that. Let's stop that there. Got a little bit of a problem here. Okay, all right, so here we go. Here's the first section forwards. Well, we'll have you feeling even better after this round.
Oh, 100%. This is it. I'm feeling good, but I know.
And here he says backwards, method your heart. Now, what I'm doing, I'm not playing it at 3 speeds like I normally do. I'm going to run it back at normal speed, at 85% slower, and you'll hear the reverse amongst the gibberish. This is how I play it for my clients. I play to the forwards, and then I run them the backwards, and the reversal we're looking for is method my heart. Here we go.
My ears, this is not hard.
Right there.
100%.
This is not hard.
Yeah, then I'll do it again.
100%.
This is not hard.
Okay, method my heart. That's a congruent reversal. As he's talking about feeling 100% better, the reversals verify what he has said. Okay, so we will... oops, just one second here. So we'll look at the next one along. Here's the forwards.
Basically what happened was I was on fire last year and I had a massive, massive impact from it.
And here he says he sold out.
He sold out.
See how that comes up out of the gibberish? I mean, let me give a little bit more gibberish. And he had that just jumps up out of the gibberish. He sold out.
He sold out. He sold out.
Not totally sure what that reversal means in context. I'm sure my client would have been able to explain it a little bit easier than I could. Okay, so let's move on to the next reversal. And he's talking about he needs more cash for his business. And here's the forwards.
We worked to it and then selling it on. We're looking at more of a cash business at the moment. Until we've got.
Okay, so we're looking more of a cash business at the moment, not looking for more cash. I'm sorry. And he says that man, the man with that silly shack. This is a metaphor. I'll play the reversal, and then I'll tell you what it means. So here we go. The man with that silly shack.
Yes. Moving on to that silly shack.
All the cash business at the moment.
Moving on to that silly shack. And it couldn't be.
Yeah, okay. It's the man with that silly shack. A shack is actually a metaphor for poverty or lack of cash. So this is actually a sabotage pattern. That I would need to work on as I continued with his client working through is unconscious metaphors, but this is the first metaphor that has occurred in this tape that I need, that I know I need to go and work on. The man with that silly shat. Let's play it again. You'll hear it amongst the gibberish.
Yes. Moving on to that heavy track.
The cash right business there. At the moment.
Moving on to that heavy track.
Right there. Man with that silly shat. And he talks about one of his partners working alongside of him.
A social housing model in place, which Steve is working alongside me, but my focus is on the trading side.
Okay, Steve is working alongside me. And here he says, will I go idiot?
Will I go idiot?
Right there.
Steve is working alongside
us, and will I go idiot?
Nice and clear there. Let's, you can hear the gibberish very clearly. Will I go idiot?
Steve is working alongside
us, and will I go idiot?
Okay, this is what I call negative self-talk. He's talking to himself. He's calling himself an idiot. I see this in reverse speech many, many times. It's a common theme. Will we have this constant chatter going on in the unconscious that is negative and counterproductive, and so this is obviously some talk that we need to get out of him in order for us to be successful and increase his business. So typically I would do a second tape now the following week after these reversals, and I would ask him, how do we change these reversals? What do we do to shift them? We're talking about the silly shack and will I go idiot? And then we have this reversal here. He says that's when you've got a 10-year lease with the government.
Where he's building our social housing relationships. Now that's where you've got like a 10-year lease with the government.
And here he says in reverse, Satan's shell.
Yes, because of the Satan's shell.
Yeah, very, very, very quick one. Okay, so that's a negative reversal, and something that we're going to have to work on as we continue going through social work and starting the metaphors, etc., etc. Okay, so let's move on to the next one, and here we have this reversal here, and he's talking about just him and his partner in the business now.
The other side of the coin is it's now just me and Steve now. Our other partner, Colin, he isn't.
This one says, the day he locked the part of... Oh, okay, look, I know what he's talking about here. Let's just play a little bit more forward.
The other side of the coin is it's now just me and Steve now. Our other partner, Colin, he isn't a partner anymore.
Okay, and he talks about his other partner who isn't a partner anymore, and he says backwards, the day he locked the part of buyer. Here we go. And again.
Our other partner, Colin, he isn't.
Yeah, the day he locked the part of buyer. Okay, this is a partner who's no longer with him, and he's talking about how this partner messed up a deal, and they lost part of their client. Oh, there we go. All right, then we're moving on to the next reversal. And he says, I think I lost because I was lazy. Let's get a context on this. And here we go.
Say that again, sorry.
So why do you think you lost it?
I think I lost it, like I say, because I was lazy. I let myself...
Here he says, the soul I give. Okay, now we spent a show a few weeks back now playing reversals about the soul. Very common theme in reverse speech. Point of fact, the two most common metaphors of all are wolf and soul, and I will hear both of those metaphors in practically every tape I do. Not always, in some instances it doesn't occur. But to the soul I give, he is tapping into the power and energy of his soul and giving it to others around him. So, a good one, okay? All right, so next one along. He says, I've sort of become susceptible to that negative. Here we go.
And I weren't listening to that, whereas I've sort of become susceptible to that negative, you know. But the first point is...
Okay, and this reversal here says, have this new fetish. Here we go. Have this new fetish. See how it just jumps up out of the gibberish. Let's run the whole lot backwards again. Have this new fetish. All right, he talks about becoming susceptible to the negative. A fetish is an addiction to something that isn't doing you any good. So have this new fetish. It tells us that part of him has indeed become susceptible to the negative. So we're going to have to work with that in our future meta walks, and I would ask him about that reversal in our next tape. Okay, so next one along, he's talking forwards. Let's get the forwards.
But the first point is realization of all of this. So probably in the last 3 weeks, I've seen the tide change.
Here he says, I share whirlwind, share value. Okay, that's not as clear as some of the others, but it is there. I share whirlwind, share value. Here it is again. Yeah, all right, okay. Now, whirlwind is the interesting reversal. Refers to our energy, our life force. It's also a metaphor I found on other successful, wealthy people. They can tap into their whirlwind or their energy or their life force, and they flow with that, and they use that to help them in their wealth. And so being connected to the whirlwind is one of the secrets of success, of wealth. All right, then he says, I've got very specific goals I want to hit. So let's run this one forwards.
Right, so by the end of this year, I've got very specific goals that I want to hit.
And here he says backwards, give us the surf.
Yeah, and I want to give us the surf.
Very specific goals.
Give us the surf.
And there it is. Right, quite clearly amongst the gibberish. A surf is another metaphor, refers to the energy and flow of life. And when he says, give us a surf, give all parts of me this energy and connection. Okay, so moving on to the next reversal. Here's the forwards.
And then I've got some materialistic goals. Last year in Ibiza, Steve, my business partner,
and here he says, backwards, another reference to the soul, I see upon his soul. Okay, all right, I see upon his soul. He's seeing his partner's soul. That means he's got a good connection with him. It's a very, very, very positive, upbeat reversal. All right, next one along. At that time, I can contribute as much as him. Is the forwards?
Treat my life. And at that time, I can contribute as much as him. So this year, when we go to Ibiza, I want to say, sit back. I'm putting 10,000 in this week or whatever.
And he says, you have to know what I feel. Lost dragons. A long reversal, 8 words. You have to know, no, 9 words. You have to know what I feel. Lost dragon. See if you can hear this.
If you have to know what I feel, lost dragon.
You know, I feel lost dragon is the clearest one. We'll do it.
When we go to Ibiza,
I feel lost dragon.
When we go to Ibiza,
I feel lost dragon.
When we go to Ibiza,
I feel lost dragon.
You know what? That's not fear lost dragon. That's fear lost dragon. Okay, all right, that's a misdocumentation. I hear that slightly differently now. I'm playing it again. I fear lost dragon. Interesting reversal. A dragon is actually quite a positive metaphor. It doesn't come up in reverse speech very often. It refers to our strength, our stamina, I fear lost dragon. Okay, so there's some aspect of his power that he's not connected to, and he's afraid of it. See that a lot in reverse speech. People are genuinely afraid and terrified of their own power and what they can do and achieve. So in this guy's meta walks, I would have him find the lost dragon and feel comfortable with the dragon. He's not afraid of it, and that way he can tap more into his own power. Okay. So classic example of reverse speech. And here we have another classic example of reverse speech. He says, that's going to be put in our pockets. Here we go.
It has to be profit that's going to be put into our pockets and then bills for the future. So
here he says in reverse, our Shiva, that's Shiva, our Shiva sword.
Right, our Shiva sword.
Okay, we'll play that again. Our Shiva sword.
Right, our Shiva sword.
You know, the word sword's not totally clear.
And bills for the future.
Our Shiva sword.
I still document it though. Anyway, you're getting reverse speech raw and live here. These are not examples that have been cherry picked just for the air. These are every reversal, every intelligent phrase I heard in the recording, whether it's clear or not clear. Well, no, a lot of the not clear ones don't make it through, but if they're borderline and they're important, I'll normally document them in the transcript. So, a Shiva sword uses two metaphors. A Shiva is a common metaphor in reverse speech. It's one of the many names of God. God comes up in many different forms and names. Krishna, Buddha, Shiva, Allah, Jesus, Yahweh, all the names come up. Reverse speech doesn't endorse any particular religion at all. It basically says there are many paths to God, and God goes by many different names. If you want spiritual wisdom for reverse speech, that's it. So a Shiva sword is to communicate with power and strength, and Shiva is also power and strength. So a Shiva sword, they've got a strong metaphor running them that they can use to bolster their success, or he can use to bolster his success at work. Alright, next reverse along, he says, the way we set it up now.
The way we set it up now is very much better because we had a rental company.
And here's a some nerve we find. Alright, that was quite clear. Some nerve we find. Let's do it again. Okay, alright, so a nerve, also a common metaphor in reverse speech. There's some problem or some issues there. Nerve refers to problems or issues. I would have to talk to him more about this in the next tape to get more information about it. But, it follows right along from our Shiva sword. All right, okay, and then he says forwards, I think that's, so there's a block, and that's why I believe I haven't earned that money. Here we go.
And if we want to do a joint venture, then we can do that together if we want to, but we both contribute the same, because that was a big...
Oh, now hang on, this is not that reversal, this is another one. I'll be bothered. Oh, I see what's happened here. Okay, all right. Okay, so let's... I think that's an extra reversal. This says that you'll be slow with your bigot. You'll be slow with your bigot. Here we go. Okay, bigot. Fixed behavioural pattern. Fixed vision. Unable to see out of the box. You'll be slow with his bigot, with your bigot. This is his spirit talking to him and telling him that you've got some fixed attitudes and beliefs about things, and that's going to slow you down. So that's a metaphor I'd want to work on in the following tape, or in the meta walk, sorry, to remove that bigot so he works faster and more efficiently. All right, then he says, I think there's a block, and that's why I believe I haven't earned that money.
Yeah, I know I deserve it, and I want it, like, subconsciously or unconsciously. I think there's a block in terms, and that's why I believe I haven't earned that money.
And here he says, I'll deal with an old friend that robbed me. Okay, I deal with the, it's not that old friend, it's the old friend. I deal with the old friend that robbed me. Okay, the robbed me is not totally clear on that one, but it is there. Okay, alright, so some issue from the past. So someone who has robbed him or taken money from him, and he's going to deal with it and sort it out. I want to get a little bit more information from my client before I tackle that one. Okay, all right, let's move along. And he says, what I decided was to pull back.
But what I decided to do was to pull back, put all my funds into fabric and the bit.
And here he says, our wolf mutt. Okay? Okay, once again, a little bit unclear, but still quite audible, I'm sure you'd agree. And like I said, we're playing every reversal in the tape here that I found, not editing or censoring any one of them, so they're coming in with various degrees of clarity. Wolf, like I said before, common metaphor in reverse speech, and referring to our confidence, our drive, and he has a wolf mutt, which means his wolf Nick Burkham. All right, folks, we have to go to our break. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean, and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards@reversespeech.com.
Okay, we are back. We are looking at a client tape, thanks to the kind permission of my client, who will remain nameless. Before I continue on, just another little side note about training. Like, you just heard the advert on the show that training class does start next weekend. We've got a whole lot of excited students all signed up for it. If you want to join us in the class, I'd love to have you. You need to do it real quick, because once the class starts, I'll be taking no more students. It closes off on the 19th of June, and then you'll have to wait for the next class. All right, the reversal I played you, I'll deal with that old friend that robbed me. Someone messaged me during the break and said they heard, I deal with that old friend adversity. So let's run that reversal back and see if that's what it says. Oh, yeah, it's a quick one. Very quick adversity. I deal with an old friend adversity. Yeah, there it is, adversity. Yeah, okay. All right, well, we want to get him out of adversity. That's not what we're wanting to do. And we looked at our wolf mutt. That's another metaphor we have to change. And we don't want his wolf to be a mutt. That would lead to lack of confidence and moving forward. So that's a metaphor that we'd want to change with this chap as we moved on. Okay, then the next section forwards, he says, and next year we want to be into him. Not sure what he's talking about, but let's play a little bit of the forwards and find out.
He's an estate agent, and he's probably one of the best that I've seen. So next year we want to be in a position where we can invest into him, for him to start his estate agency locally in Rayleigh.
Okay, next year we want to be in a position where we can invest into him. And that was, bring your well wishes and they blow you. I'll be bothered, okay. Oh yeah, nice and clear. Bring your well wishes and they blow you. That's a funny reversal. Alright, then, you know, when we're talking about business and business deals, reversal speaks a lot in sexual terms. It's very intoxicating, the world of business and finance and success. And reverse speech talks about it using metaphors of sexual interaction. So bring your well wishes and they blow you basically means, you know, he loves it. He gets off on it. It's a real blast for him. So there you go. All right. Let me quickly get out the toll-free number. If you want to call in and speak to me for this hour, it's 844-769-2944. That's toll-free in the United States, 844-769-2944. And we are playing reversals raw and uncensored. These aren't cherry-picked. These are every reversal I found in my client's 30-minute tape. Okay? So let's move on to the next one. He says, Fords, over the last couple of weeks, I couldn't make it. Here's the Fords.
Play agent I'm in the scene, and we want to invest into him next year to set up an estate agent.
Oh, that's the one I just played. Oh, right, okay, I'm sorry. We'll go to the next one. Over the last couple of weeks, I couldn't make it.
But I spent a long time with Spencer, with Steve, going through this over the last couple of weeks, because I know that we have.
And you say, all the bloody wolf nab them. That's nice and clear. All the bloody wolf nab them. I'll do it again. Oh, nice and clear. Using a typical British term, bloody. All the bloody wolf nab them. You know, I would probably interpret that in a positive light. He's talking about the wolf. Bloody wolf. Well, that doesn't mean the wolf is covered with blood. It's just an English expression. And nab them, catch the clients, I would imagine. All right, okay. But the next reversal has me worried about the wolf. When we had the earlier reversal, wolf mutt, this one's a little bit similar. He's clearly got some problems with his wolf that we're going to have to work on in the metal walks. So let's run this forwards.
And come back properly and strongly enough for us to see the path before us to move forward on.
And here he says, little wolf in us, I choke the powerful. Oh yeah, there it is. I'll do it again. Little wolf in us, I choke the powerful. Okay, that's the verse straight out of the JFK assassination, isn't it? The powerful. I've just written a chapter for my latest book on the JFK assassination. Incidentally, I am writing another book. It's called Unveiling the Truth, subtitled The Secrets of Reverse Speech. And it's going to be all about the things that I've found in my many years of working with reverse speech. I'm two chapters in. I don't think it's going to take me too long to write, maybe a month or so, and then I'll hurry it off to the printers and get it printed up and make it available for you fine people to buy and to partake of my work and my findings. Okay, so this reversal, little wolf, we don't want his wolf to be little, we want the wolf to be big, and so I'd want to do some work with that in increasing the size of his wolf. Okay, so next reversal along is this one here, and it says, I'm back on that horse and I'm riding towards it.
And it's really, really focused. I'm in the gym every day again, and I'm back on that horse and I'm riding towards it. I just need that extra boost. I know it's...
And it says, selfish that dance, let me waltz the old way. Okay, there's let me waltz the old way. I didn't hear selfish that dance. Let's play that again. Oh yeah, there it is. Not as clear as some of the other reversals in the tape. Selfish that dance, let me waltz the old way. Alright, okay, a little bit unclear, sorry about that. But like I said, this is all the reversals that I found, raw and unedited. That's a bit of a sabotage pattern. Reverse talks about dancing through life, experiencing life, flowing with the energy of life. But here he says his dance through life is selfish and he's waltzing the old way, which is a sabotage pattern, which needs to be changed. We need to have him waltz the new way. We need to increase the size of his wolf and work with it and change it from being a mutt. So this is telling us the type of things that we would want to do in the metal walks. Like we would have him hold a sword given to him by Shiva. Okay. All right. Next reverse along, he talks about the money. Let's just play it.
Bills that I've done, haven't necessarily made the money we thought was, and some making a little bit of a loss.
And here he says, soul wolf around it. Okay, so there we have another reference to the wolf and the soul, both in the same context. The soul wolf around it. Okay. Would probably take his wolf to the soul. Excuse excuse me one second here. Just got sidetracked. Okay. All right. So, we'll take the wolf to the soul. All right. Then we have another reversal about the soul. That's a little bit negative. It says, I want to sort of back that.
Well, I'm still a little bit less inclined to do that. So I want to sort of back that out of the park. Because I know that fornication is a massive, massive thing.
And here he says, fuck that apple soul.
Apple soul.
I'm sorry, the F word, four letter word, I shouldn't have said it. I'm sorry about that. Blank that apple soul.
Apple soul.
And again.
Back that apple park.
Apple soul.
Alright, bit of a negative reversal too. Apple, of course, Eve was given an apple in the Garden of Eden, so it implies betrayal, sabotage. Blank that apple soul is a sabotage pattern where he is repressing the energy of his soul. Okay, so next one along. Here is the Ford. It says, it's not as bad as I thought.
To give people time to let it soak in, that's to think, well, it's not as bad as it thought, you know, let's look at solution rather than letting it lay for.
And here the reversal says, the bomb, we're fearless.
The bomb, we're fearless. Look at solution rather than the bomb, we're fearless.
Yeah, that's nice and clear. The bomb, we're fearless. Let's just run that one more time.
The bomb, we're fearless.
Yeah, good reversal. The bomb. Oh, gee, you're throwing out, making an impact. Scattering your energy in a positive way, the bomb, yeah, like dropping the bomb, a big, big bang, big impact. And we're fearless, we're moving forward, confident and strong. Okay, alright, so let's move along. Next reversal says forwards, the forwards is like, I know it sounds mad. Here we go.
On that vibe where I'm like, you know, girls just find themselves again, right? I know it sounds mad, but...
And he says, see our naked with love. See our naked with love. His naked energy. Naked is means to be hopeful and exposed, okay? So, that's another good reversal. Okay. And, we're moving on to the next one here. Excuse me, I'm writing emails as I, do my show. That's not good. It is writing to my guest who's going to join us in about 15 minutes with some wonderful, EVP examples, electronic voice phenomena. I've covered them on my show before. I love EVPs. They're really quite cool. So we'll be talking to David Haney and his partner Jim Wirick at the top of the hour. You got a few more minutes to call me. Toll free in America, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944 is our toll free number. Okay, next reversal along. I feel like when I'm not, it's the forwards. Here's, let's get a bit of a more context on this.
It's, you know, massive, massive benefit for me. Because I feel like when I'm not, I don't feel anywhere near as confident.
Here he says, how we fight it. Yeah, nice and clear. Oh, fighting what? Fighting that force that's holding him back. Okay, so we've still got more reversals to go, then I'll give my overall conclusion of the whole tape. But we're getting a good snapshot into this guy's unconscious mind. We know already we need to work with his wolf. That will increase his confidence and motivation. We know he's running a poverty metaphor, silly shack. So that's got to be changed in the metawalks. And the negative self-talk, will I go idiot? That's got to be changed. We're going to have to take him to his soul and access the whirlwind. We're going to find his lost dragon. And these are all images that I would write in the metawalks to work with him, okay? And, All right, so next reversal along. Talk says for not being negative, you know what I mean. Let's get a context on this. Here we go.
Bit of a hobby, then go and do that, you know. So that's something I've definitely realised, that that's getting in the way rather than helping.
All right, now that means I'm on the wrong one. Okay, let's try it now. Here we go.
Not being in the positive space, not being negative, do you know what I mean? I think when I'm like that, you just talk to people, do you know what I mean?
And you found new modesty. You found new modesty. Wonder what that's referring to. I'll be bothered. I don't know. Sounds like a nice positive reversal. I guess it is. Alright, okay. Then we're moving on to the next reversal. And he says, Forrest, that's another example of me trying to help other people first. Here's the Forrest.
Don't do that, you know. So that's something I've definitely realised, that that's getting in the way rather than helping.
Alright. Okay. You know what? That's the wrong one. Let's play the right one. Here we go.
And that's another example of me trying to help other people first.
And he said, the powerful gift. Right there. The gift's a little bit faint at the end. I'll run it one more time. Okay, yeah, so he has the ability to help others, and that's a powerful gift to him, okay? All right, reverse speech, live and raw tonight, every reversal in a 30-minute session tape with a client. Okay, next reverse along, he's talking about moving the business forward.
We'll go back to it, but I want to just park that for a minute, the speaking thing, and really move the business forward, because I know if I focus not all my energy, I can...
And he says, the wolf has vivid room.
Okay, the wolf has vivid room.
Okay, so that's about the fourth or fifth reference to wolf that we've found so far. A room is a part of the unconscious mind. Reverse speech discusses a scenario of the unconscious mind being like a house, and all the different rooms are all the different parts of that house, okay? So the wolf has vivid room. The wolf occupies a key part of his mind, is what that's telling us, okay? All right, now the next reverse, I've got question marks on the forward, so obviously I couldn't decipher it. Let's just run up and see if we can get it now. Sometimes when I listen to the reversals, I find it very hard to decipher the forwards. I'm so tuned into the tonality of the reverse speech.
The weekend speaking, I can be networking with people. Like this weekend, I've been on WhatsApp all weekend pretty much. Like this.
And here he says, you make your wolf have some word. Here we go. You make your wolf have some word. Right there. All right, word. Respect talks a lot about the word and sound. It says that we create and manifest through sound, or our own words speaking out into the collective unconscious. So you make your wolf have some word is using his wolf to create his reality and manifest into his world. Clearly we've got to get rid of the positive consciousness and get his wolf really out there and large and strong and healthy. Alright, next he's talking about being able to negotiate.
Being able to negotiate as a skill is very, very key, because you can get your pants pulled down. Because there's a lot of smart people in my industry.
Okay, all right. So here we've got two reversals. First one says, lick your blood. Okay, two reversals. I'm sorry. First one says, my wolf snap. Then it says, lick your blood. See if you can hear these two reversals.
My wolf snap.
Get your pants pulled down.
My wolf snap.
Yeah, that's my wolf snap, and then lick your blood.
Your hands pulled down.
Oops.
Like, what's not the ignition is just the BSD of the Earth.
So you can hear two reversals there. Let's run it all backwards again. You'll first of all hear my wall snap, a little bit of gibberish, followed by lick your blood.
So I love it. Like, what's not the ignition is just the BSD of the Earth.
Okay, there we go. Two reversals in succession. Alright, I'm not too sure why his wolf is snapping. I'd really see, before I go and do the metawalks, I'd do a second tape, which I would do in the following week, following going over the verses with my client, and then I'll ask them, how do we work with this, Pat? Why is your wolf snapping? What do we do about it? And these are all the various things that I would say. And then he says, I'm going to need that to be more successful. Let's see what he's talking about here. And here are the forwards.
Being a place where, you know, I'm absolutely firing on all cylinders, because I know I'm going to need that to be successful, and also be able to, you know, manage my friendships as well, because...
Okay, he's talking about being firing on all cylinders. He needs that to be successful. And backwards he says, the wolf says to deal with that demon.
That wolf says to deal with that demon.
Yeah, that wolf says to deal with that demon.
That wolf says to deal with that demon.
Do it again.
That wolf says to deal with that demon.
Okay, all right. So, demon, interesting metaphor. It can be positive or negative, depending on the circumstances. It's high intense emotions. Whether those motivations are helpful to you or damaging to you depends on associated metaphors. This is part of his unconscious. Or this is actually one part of his mind talking to another part. And the wolf says to deal with that demon. He's got to fix up these emotions that he is dealing with. All right, next one along. Just attracting those kind of people to me. Here's the forwards.
Well, then people that were lifting me up. So just attracting them kind of people to me, not just in terms of girls either. Just
and here the badness is on them.
Just not here the way the madness is on them.
Badness is on them. Oh, a chaotic energy that's not channeled. That's the type of people he's attracting. And then he says, just business people, all that kind of stuff.
Girls either, just, you know, literally business people, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I believe that.
And here he says, I'm wanting or fear centered. This is the second reference to fear. Yep, there it is. I'll do it again. I'm wanting or fear centered. So there you go, folks. That's the session tape from beginning to end. 36 reversals altogether. That's actually higher than normal. I generally find about 20 or 25. So in any given 30-minute session tape, so 36 is a lot higher than normal. And, you know, I'm sure you'd agree there's some clear ones there. There's other ones that are not so clear. And, you know, I rate all my reversals on a scale of 1 to 5 for validity, with 5 being the clearest and 4 being the least clear. Most of these reversals were either 4 or 5. There are a couple of 3s in there. But fairly clear reversals and some fairly good directions where to work with this man in his metawalks. We've got to work with the wolf. Got to work with the shack. Get rid of that poverty consciousness. We've got to work with Shiva. And I would connect all these reversals together and ask the term in a different tape, like, will I go idiot? Why are you giving yourself negative self-talk? How can we change that? What do we do to have you thinking positively and confidently? Okay, and the confident is an important part of it, because we know that his wolf is damaged with verses like our wolf mutt is one of them, a bloody wolf, little wolf. There's a couple of examples here where the wolf is damaged and needs work. And then we have an instruction, you make your wolf have some word, encouraging the wolf to be a manifestor of his reality. Yeah, so there we go. So that's the tape number one and the result. And then we're going to do tape number two, where I ask the unconscious, how do we change or work with these patterns? And then we move on to the metal walks, which I've played on the show twice now. Examples of generic metal walk. Anyway, folks, we have to go to a break. Don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right after this.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.